Today is the 12th of September. Joining us this morning to share something about this day in history is Breakfast Super Duper producer Zoe Kanatis.
Super Duper!
Did you sneak that in? Is that? No, I put that in.
Oh, Zoe. You wrote that.
Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning.
So what have you learned about today?
Well, on this day in 1940, four teens following their little dog down a hole near Lascaux, France, discovered a 17,000-year-old drawing now known as Lascaux Cave Paintings.
So what were the teens actually originally exploring?
Well, there was a local story about a secret tunnel that led to a buried treasure, and the boys thought that this might be it. After dropping stones into the hole to get an idea of how deep it was, one by one they went cautiously down into what proved to be a very narrow shaft. It led down 15 metres, so nearly 50 feet, to a cave, and the cave had paintings on the walls. And the boys were worried about getting back up again, but they managed to, obviously, using their elbows and knees. They were very excited, and they promised each other to keep their discovery a secret and explore it again the next day. And then after that, they decided to show it to their friends for a tiny admission fee, which I love.
Yeah, a little bit of entrepreneurial spirit there.
A little bit of a cave art gallery.
So how have the paintings held up since they were discovered?
So the thousands of visitors that go to Lascaux did not mean to harm these paintings, but unfortunately they have. Simply by breathing on them, the occasional visitor would actually also faint because the atmosphere was so thick and condensation formed on the wall. Walls and ceilings have created moisture that ran down to the paintings and have developed mold over them. Efforts to halt the damage to the original paintings are continuing. For example, in 2009, the French Ministry of Culture brought close to 300 experts from many different countries together in Paris to consider ways to halt the deterioration of these paintings.
Well, hopefully they're experts in holding their breath. What else have you learned about this day in history?
Well, on this day in 1624, the first submarine was publicly tested in London on the Thames for King James I. William Bourne, who was a British mathematician, created some of the earliest known plans for submarines. These designs were first drafted in 1578, but the first working prototype wasn't built until the 17th century.
That is genuinely surprising to me that submarines were built that early. Who was it who built the submarine for King James?
So the mathematician Bourne was not actually the builder, but a Dutch inventor named Cornelius Drebbel. The first test drive saw him in his craft as he dove 15 feet beneath the River Thames in a demonstration before King James and thousands of Londoners. Sadly, none of these plans or engineering drawings survived today, so historians can only guess how he drove this submarine.
I hope it was duck-shaped and that he mimicked how ducks dive underwater. So in my head now, that is...
Yeah, I think that's definitely probably it.
If you were in the 1600s, that's how you'd design a submarine.
That's it.
What else have you learned about this day in history, Zoe?
Well, on this day in the year 2000, the Netherlands passed a law allowing same-gender marriage, adoption and divorce. The marriage bill passed the House of Representatives by 109 votes to 33, and the law went into place on the 1st of April 2001, which made them the first country in the world to allow equal marriage.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Also, it's a bit of a weird one to do it past on April 1st. I feel like it'd make you feel a bit insecure about it.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
What about this day in music? What have you learned?
Well, on this day in 1966, NBC aired the first episode of The Monkees TV show in the US. The series ran for a total of 58 episodes. The series follows the adventures of four young men who, of course, are the Monkees, trying to make a name for themselves as a rock and roll band. The show introduced a number of innovative new wave film techniques to series television and won two Emmy Awards in 1967.
Fantastic. Zoe, what song shall we hear?
Let's play Last Train to Clarksville by the Monkees.
Sounds brilliant, Zoe. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And breakfast.